Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
The gathering place. Some people like cities. They like the anonymity of blending into a crowd. They like choosing where to shop, dine, and have fun. Being unknown to a server is a relief rather than a blessing. For these folks, the intimacy of living in a small town where everyone knows your name and your business is too personal. On the other hand, there are people like me who love going in a local eatery where the wait staff knows my name and what I'm going to order. These establishments are the heartbeats of tiny towns. The local gathering place, coffee shop, hometown restaurant links lives like a quilter stitching one block to another and tying the top to the lining. It creates beauty and stability. Comings and goings at the local Java stop establish a rhythm that outsiders soon learn so they too can join the club. Area residents gather before hitting the office, the classroom, their fields, or their pastures. It's good to down a cup or two of coffee while checking in with neighbors. In a world overtaken by impersonal connections, these informal assemblies warm the belly and the heart as individuals look one another in the eye and ask, "What's going on?" Then they listen. It's sometimes the first place a person hears that someone needs help and arranges to offer aid. Somehow, it's more powerful than reading a post on a phone or computer screen. It's a good place to hear who's getting married or who had a baby, even before the preacher announces it from the pulpit or the local paper runs the announcement. You might find out whose heart is breaking so you can offer a meal or a kind word. People long out of the classroom and off the sporting field keep up with area youngsters' successes. Some might say it's gossip. I like to think it's connectedness. Since I work, I forget how pleasant it is to join a coffee clutch. This weekend, I was reminded how this daily ritual makes a person feel like he or she belongs. I returned to Ellis to meet a couple of friends for breakfast and a quick catch-up. In Hayes, we would have been anonymous. In that little town where I lived 36 years, I knew everyone in the cafe. A former student came to our table to introduce his little brother and girlfriend, telling them we were his former teachers. A past school board member dropped by to say, "Hey." A neighbor from our newlywed year updated me on her life. It had been decades since we had shared the same block, but we cared about what was going on in each other's lives. It was wonderful to connect with folks who have enriched my life. It was a blessing the way that little visit reminded me I still belong, even though I have a new address and a new place to lift a cup. These little establishments are a hidden pleasure of small town living. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.